And turning now to news from here at the Vatican. This Saturday, Pope Benedict XVI leaves for Prague, where he will begin a three-day visit to the Czech Republic. Mr. Jiří Graca, press officer for the Czech Bishops' Conference, has been involved in the preparations for the Pope's visit. He spoke with Linda Bordoni about some of the events.
After a welcoming ceremony, he will move to the Church of Our Lady of Victory. He will meet families there, and in the afternoon, he will visit the President of the Czech Republic. The second day, on Sunday, he will fly to Brno. And after the Mass, the Pope will pray a midday prayer of the Angelus with the faithful and then go back to Prague. In the afternoon, he will meet representatives of the Ecumenical Council in the Czech Republic, and he will meet the academic world. Monday, he will go to Stará Boleslav, which is a place of pilgrimage, the Basilica of St. Wenceslaus, in the place where St. Wenceslaus, Czech patron saint, was martyred 1,000 years ago. Yeah.
You spoke about spiritual preparations and the work that the Czech Bishops' Conference has been doing to reach out to Catholics around the nation. But what about expectations of the visit as regards the atheist majority of Czech society?
Mm-hmm. I think they expect Pope as any other state visit, so any important or a significant person, which this is important for anyone, not only for believers. Also, we have testified during the last visits of Pope John Paul II to our country that also these people are interested in what the Pope says to them. And maybe many of them can find these things interesting. They can ask questions and go to the church to learn more. Maybe they could find what they seek.